Welcome to the 119th episode of the Hondo Handies Podcast, brought to you by Buxy Softy Dog and Dry Dock 28. Buxy has been located on the beach for over 24 years. Dry Dock 28 is only 6 years young. Two destinations in one place. A great place to catch all your sports action, NCAA hoops, hockey, baseball, football, with over 50 TVs and 10 satellites. Great menus, pizza, burgers, wings, seafood, and award-winning cheesesteak. Soon to be open 7 days. For now, just the weekends. Bracket and Busted specials for all NCAA games, and great place to host your event in-house or with catering on or off location. Call 410-289-0973 or find them on the web at buxes.com. My guest today is Chris Parker of Tacoma Park Recreation and Tacoma Park, Maryland. How you doing today, Chris?
I'm good, Hondo. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing fine. It's a pleasure to have you on. Always a pleasure to speak with another parks and recreation professional. So it's a fantastic to have you on to share your journey. Chris, let me tell my listeners a little bit about you before we get started. Chris grew up in several places. One of the main ones was Japan, and then he settled in Maryland. He participated in programs at the Ocean City Recreation Department during his younger days, and is now involved in recreation and parks. So, Chris, you've had an interesting career so far. Very impressive. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Hondo.
Chris, tell my listeners a little bit about your upbringing. And I mentioned Japan, but you know, some other places maybe where you grew up and if you played any sports before high school.
Sure. So I was actually born in Philly. My family and I were originally from South Jersey. I lived in Lindenwald, New Jersey, till I was about four. My dad is in the Navy. So after that, we got stationed in Mayport, Florida, Yokosuka, Japan, and then my dad got stationed at Wallops Island and on the eastern shore of Virginia, which is how we ended up in, you know, on the eastern shore of Maryland.
Right.
Like as far as sports goes, as a kid, I played basketball, baseball, soccer, and track and field.
Chris, do you have any favorite sports memory that you'd like to share? I know you've had a lot.
Oh yeah, sure. So one of my absolute favorites was playing basketball down at Ocean City Recreation and Parks.
Yeah.
Especially when we had the end of the season and we had the All-Star game and we got a team to go play up at the Salvation Army in Salisbury.
Yes, that's an exciting time. I hope your team didn't do as bad as the team I took over, which I lost by 100 points over there.
We didn't lose that bad, but we definitely lost.
Chris, tell my listeners what high school you attended.
Sure. So I went to Stephen Decatur High School. And
go ahead.
Yeah, it was a great time being a Seahawk, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris, were you involved in sports while you were at Stephen Decatur?
Oh, yeah. So I played a couple of years of basketball in 9th and 10th grade.
Okay.
Then 11th grade, I ran track, indoor-outdoor track. Ran cross-country senior year of high school.
Wow.
I'm really proud about it. I made a second team Bayside in cross country my first year run.
Wow, that was a great achievement. Great achievement. Yeah. I didn't do that. I was short distance.
Oh, yeah. That's also the funny thing about it is that I was a sprinter, jumper, hurdler in high school for track and field.
Oh, my goodness. Cross country and track and field, what a combination.
Yeah.
So from high school, you first decided to go to UMass. Why did you decide to, were you considering other colleges before you made that first choice?
Yeah, so my actual first choice was Salisbury University.
Okay.
I wanted to go there. I just really love the campus. I love the close proximity to being home. But actually, when I went and took a tour at UMES, I really liked being there a lot. So oh, that's okay. How I ended up going there.
Oh, okay. But eventually you did switch and come to Salisbury, correct?
Yeah. So I ended up freshman year transferring to Salisbury.
And while you were at Salisbury, I know you did a lot of work there, but you also played a few sports.
Well, I did an indoor-outdoor track at Salisbury University.
And how did that go?
It went pretty well. It was a fun team. It was just a really good atmosphere. Coach Jones, I don't know if he's still there, but he was a great coach to work with. I'm still friends with some of my teammates from then. And it was just with the year I was there, we actually won the conference championship.
Is it the Capital Conference?
Oh yeah, the CAC, the Capital Athletic Conference.
Right. And then eventually you transferred down to Virginia Wesleyan?
Oh yeah, Virginia Wesleyan College, and I'm showing my age a little bit now. It's now Virginia Wesleyan University.
Well, don't worry about it. When I went to Salisbury State College, now Salisbury University. So I certainly know how you feel. But what was your degree? Did you play any sports while you were at Virginia Wesleyan?
Oh yeah, same things. I was fortunate enough to be able to run indoor outdoor track.
Oh, fantastic! And so, what was your major there?
While I was there, I majored in recreation and leisure studies.
Good feel. Before you left school. I understand you're able to get an internship.
Yeah, so I got an internship with the YMCA of Southampton Roads.
Okay.
And they have a location pretty much in the whole Tidewater area down in Virginia Beach, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Hampton, Newport News, that whole area.
So what were some of the things you were responsible for doing the internship?
So I was technically the fitness and sports intern.
Oh.
So a lot of the things I had to do, one of my projects was I had to run a fitness camp that just promoted healthy lifestyles for youth and teens. So we had one kid come in, and it was an 8-week camp over the summer when he was heavy. And then and I worked out, and he ended up dropping about 30 pounds. And after he lost that weight, wow. Hondo, you couldn't tell him nothing at all.
Exciting. Man, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. Did you gain any, coaching experience while you were there with those young kids?
Oh, yeah. So I also, while I was doing that internship, I coached T-ball and youth soccer.
Oh, man. And what were the ages again?
So T-ball was they were a little older, like probably like 5 to 6 year olds, a couple 7 year olds who never played any kind of baseball before.
Right.
But soccer was 3 and 4 year old.
Interesting.
And then elementary age kids. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh wow. Well, can you share any favorites? Memory you had while coaching those kids or working with them?
I had one kid who just had zero. He's about 5 or 6. He could run, he could jump, but he just had all the older kids. You'd beat them in a race, like when we'd line up to do sprints and workouts and everything like that. But he had the work. He probably had some of the worst hand-eye coordination ever.
Oh.
So he had trouble catching and had trouble hitting. But, you know, toward the end of the summer, he was able to hit and able to catch. So that was a pretty good achievement.
That was amazing for him, and I'm sure for you too. So since graduation, what was your first, full or part-time position after you left college?
So after I left college, I was able to find a position, fortunately, for a little while, a part-time position on the Eastern Shore.
Okay.
So my very first job right out of college was working with an after-school academy for Somerset County Public Schools.
Wow. That's a few schools there. What were some of the schools you worked at?
So pretty much all of the elementary schools in Somerset County. And then it was K through eighth grade and then to the middle school there. So I just remember going to Crisfield Elementary, Greenwood Elementary, Princess Anne Elementary, and to the middle school. So that I was a after school academy teacher, primarily with physical education. Then there were a couple of times where I got thrown into, do classroom tutoring.
Wow, you did a lot of traveling there.
Oh, yeah, I got very well acquainted with Somerset County.
Chris, tell me, what was your first full-time position and where?
First full-time position, and I was actually pretty fortunate to be able to get a position in my field of study in college.
Okay.
So it was with the Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club of Central Maryland. Located in Baltimore, and I was a Boys and Girls Club director.
Mm. So that I know you've been in recreation and parks programs before. What was the difference you thought in the Salvation Army setup and just the recreation parks maybe when you were in Ocean City?
Yeah, sure. So Salvation Army and Boys and Girls Club are nonprofit.
Okay.
So a lot of the resources and a lot of the, everything like that you'd have access to in a department like an Ocean City or a local government, facility, you don't have as much access to that stuff and nonprofit, but you are able to fundraise and seek donations a little bit more to kind of make your program run.
Wow. It's a big challenge.
Yeah.
So how long were you director and did you move up to a different position?
Oh yeah, sure. So I was the director there for about 3 years.
Okay.
And then in about 3 years I ended up getting promoted to the executive director. And I was prepared for that position because while I was working there I had a lot of really good coworkers, good supervisors, a lot of people who really helped kind of guide me on that journey to get me prepared for that promotion.
Now what's the difference between the director and executive director?
Sure. So a club director kind of that you supervise one location and you're responsible just for the children and staff at that particular location. You don't usually have to worry about any kind of hiring or recruiting volunteers or anything like that in that role.
Okay.
But then when you go to the executive director position, you're responsible for multiple locations.
Wow.
You're responsible for the budget a little bit more, and you're responsible for hiring and recruitment of volunteers, which a nonprofit volunteer work is like what really helps keep your program going.
Wow, big responsibility. Chris, from there you moved on to Loudoun County, which was in Northern Virginia. Was that Loudoun County Parks and Recreation?
Loudoun County Parks, Recreation, and Community Service.
Okay.
And that was also a great experience there. When I got hired there, I was a recreation specialist, and I was assigned to after-school programming.
Okay.
So the program that I supervised there was called the CASA program, County After School Activities.
Mm-hmm.
And my area, I worked with a lot of good specialists over the years there. So we all had different geographical locations throughout Loudoun County.
Wow. So Now, I think you recently have been hired by the city of Tacoma Park, Maryland, and you're working with Tacoma Park Recreation. So far, how's that going? How long have you been there?
Oh, well, actually, I just started. I've been here for a month as of... Oh. So, yeah, I've been there for a month now. And in that role, I am a recreation manager, and my roles are I do special events, facilities for the city, and classes and instructors.
Wow. I understand that you're working on your certified park recreation professional status with doing some work with the Maryland Recreation and Parks Association classes. How's that going so far?
So far, it's kind of eye-opening because you don't really realize how many hats you wear in recreation until you sit down and study for this. And I'm sure you know. So, yeah, you don't realize it. And it's just like you just do it because it has to get done, but you don't realize that you have to do so many different things.
Yeah, that's why they said they don't pay us enough. But you know.
Hey, you said that, not me.
But it's certainly rewarding, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Is there any special projects? Are you just getting involved with the different programs right now?
Sure. So next week, I actually have my first special event.
Okay.
And it's going to be citywide, and it's a film premiere about a gentleman from Tacoma Park who is responsible for the integration of youth programming.
Wow.
So his name's Lee Jordan, and they're in the historic, it's a partnership with Historic Tacoma Park. It's an organization that, you know, chronicles history in and around the Tacoma Park area.
Nice.
And, they're highlighting him for Black History Month.
Oh, that's a perfect time. Perfect time. Yeah. Chris, I know you've had, like you say, you had some internship experience. What would you say you like most about working with children?
Just being able to kind of to help, you know, like growing up on the Eastern Shore, when I was a kid, we didn't have like a lot of after school programming.
Right.
So, and my parents were great. And, you know, they did a lot to prepare my sister and I for being, adults.
Right.
And but it would have been nice to, you know, have that place to go to after school. You know, like it was, we had stuff to do, but it was just like real informal, you know.
Right. I totally understand. Hey, tell me how recreation and parks, probably in your older years, has impacted your life.
Well, it's just helped me stay active a lot, to be completely honest with you.
Right.
You know, like when you find you're always running around, you're always trying to fill in or help out. So when there's special events and it's not even your department and, you know, parks and recreation, you want to be a part of it. You know, there's been times where I've, you know, joined a, you know, softball league and previous positions, or joined a you know, kickball or flag football or something to kind of help with enrollment and help support, you know, coworkers while they're putting on a big event.
Well, excellent. What would you tell a kid about following their dreams?
Well, I would tell them to, I would try to be honest with them. Okay. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, if they give you like a mixtape and they can't rap, you should probably tell them they can't rap. But I would tell them just to persevere, you know, don't take no for an answer. Right. And just work and be willing to put in the work. If you're not willing to put in the work to, you know, to achieve that dream, then find something else to do.
Right. What role would you say good sportsmanship plays in youth sports?
I would say it just teaches kids how to work with a lot of different types of people. Like, you're not just going to work with the same people in any walk of life. you're not going to be working with the same people you're comfortable with.
Right.
So, and also teaches kids and youth to understand that, you know, there are strengths and weaknesses of when you work in a team setting and how to identify that and how to, you know, use that to achieve a goal.
Great. Chris, I always ask my interviewers this question. Do you have any hobbies or clubs or volunteer work? Or are you a golfer? I know your dad is.
Yeah, he's been trying to get me back out there. I haven't actually golfed in a while, unless you count Top Golf. But but I do play in flag football leagues, you know, or like basketball from time to time. So definitely I've been in a lot of softball leagues. So sports, and just being a parent as well.
I remember I used to see you and your sister going at it against each other on the beach volleyball league.
Hey, anytime I could beat her, she played in college, so anytime I could get a point, I was pretty happy.
My wife always asks me this question, but I'm not going to ask you that. Just got started, you know, about your future. But is there anything else you would like to add?
Oh, yeah. I actually wanted to thank you, because seeing you as a kid working in recreation is a big reason why I'm even involved in recreation.
Wow.
So, like, seeing you walk around the rec in Ocean City and always be in a good mood, always have people excited to see you, always help, even throughout my recreation journey, like, a lot of people don't know how much you've helped me, just with advice and guidance and, hey, you should, you know, look into getting this certification or look into doing this. So I just really want to thank you, because you've been, you know, like, an inspiration for me and going in the same field as you.
Well, I certainly appreciate those kind words, Chris. And, you know, your family has always been very, very good to me. And I'm so excited that you thought about getting in that field after, you know, working in and being in some of my programs. So I certainly appreciate that. Anything else?
Well, I guess now's a good time to talk about it, about your event coming up in Tacoma Park with the recreation department.
Yes. I want to thank you for inviting me up, and I guess that's coming up in March. Get an opportunity to maybe share my journey and talk a little bit about my book, Defined Expectations, that I just published. So thank you very much for the invite. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. You know, we're excited to have you there.
All right. Well, Chris, on that note, I guess I'll bring our podcast to an end. If you could hold on for a second and give my sponsor another plug. The 118th episode of the Hondo Handy podcast has been brought to you. Sorry, the 119th episode of Hondo Handy's podcast has been brought to you by Buxley Salty Dog and Dry Dock 28. Buxley has been located on the beach for over 24 years, and Dry Dock is only 6 years young. Two destinations in one place. A great place to catch all your sports action, NCAA hoops, hockey, baseball, football, with over 50 TVs and 10 satellites. A great menu serving pizza, burgers, wings, seafood, and their award-winning cheesesteak. Soon to be open 7 days, for now just the weekends. Bracket busting specials for all NCAA games, and a great place to host an event in-house or through catering off location. Call 410-289-0973. Find him on the web at buxes.com. My guest today has been Chris Parker. Chris, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me, Hondo.
And Chris, remember, keep smiling.
Thanks.
When it comes to getting things done, if you think you can, you can. Hey, stay safe.
Thanks, Hondo.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.